Oh, my man's doing it now.
Y'all want Fantastic. Me to screen share?
What should I get?
Get a McFlurry. Treat yourself.
Okay. I have been kind of off my diet this weekend anyways, so I
That's
can start
fine, dude. Live a little. You're in Huntsville.
Yeah, you're only in Huntsville once.
Rocket Town, baby. Rocket City.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Keep on rocking me, baby. Oh, the delay from my screen is a lot less bad now. It was good.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, I totally lost y'all for a second. I got scared.
Let us talk while you're in the drive-thru.
We'll do the intro while you're ordering.
He has a bomb.
Do not let him order.
He wants to steal the sweet and sour sauce.
Coming up, you.
Hey there, can I just get a can I get a M&M McFlurry?
Good choice, girl.
Three. That'll
be it.
Okay, three or four.
He's the Hamburglar. Don't let him in.
Jackson, can you enable screen sharing for me?
Yes, sir. I'm already screen sharing.
That's one. Yeah. Is this like? So is this entire thing gonna be included in the cold open?
I think so. Yeah.
That's awful.
We gotta feel how. I like that. That's very good.
That's a good Venn diagram.
Thanks, bro.
That's a very good Venn diagram.
It's not pixelated at all.
I like how you just took the lowest quality PNG of a Venn diagram and then you just blew it up.
Yeah.
That's very good. Where's all the Disney dads, though? Do you need me? Let me. Well,
I'm going to. When you say them, we're going to sort them into good and bad.
Oh, okay. Are you going to write their names out?
I'll write their initials.
Okay. All right. I'm down with that. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Whenever William and I were in Miss Bang's class, he wouldn't find like high quality images. They would just always be blurry no matter what. It was good.
That class was a joke.
The class was funny.
Not for me, bro. I got my Photoshop certification.
Do you think if I admit that I didn't pick the final in that class, I could get my high school credits revoked?
Absolutely.
She just thought I was a senior. I wasn't.
All right. Y'all go ahead and start the intro, and then I'll just turn it down when I get to the window.
No.
Well, I have 60%.
You're doing fine.
Where'd Jackson go?
Oh, no. I think he went to go, like,
cheese. Y'all froze.
He saw cheese on a little, like, wooden plate with a metal thing on it, and he said, looks good to me.
Are you still in line?
Yeah.
Let's blast this McDonald's.
They have a play place?
Oh, he's moving up. We'll have to,
He's gonna steal your hamburgers. He's gonna steal you all your hamburgers. Don't let him in.
I think we gotta edit the waiting part out.
There he is. Tell him to say hi to the camera. Tell him to say hi to the camera.
That's like the time you screamed epic at Fusacles and the woman was scared.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night.
Thank you too.
I predicted what she was going to say. I'm psyched.
We're three caballeros, three gay caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes. The one, two, and three goes, we're always together.
Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? nos la tres caballeros y hoy vamos a hablar sobre los padres de Disney.
For those who don't speak Spanish, Jackson said, "My name is Jackson, and I'm really stinky."
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, folks. I am soy. I don't know how to say stinky in Spanish.
Mm.
Soy stinky. Ooh, wait. Anyways, today, us three knuckleheads are going to talk about some Disney dads that Ooh. We think are good or bad.
Let's go ahead and put Brian right in the good dad section.
Mm-hmm. He is a Disney dad.
Yeah. Oh, that's looking fire.
Okay. Right off the top of our heads, boys. What makes a good dad?
A good dad shows up for soccer practice.
A good dad exists.
A good dad teaches you how to throw a baseball.
A good dad What's becomes like? An evil scientist to become friends with you again.
Yeah. Isn't that a thread from one of the like the Scooby-Doo TV shows?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I was remembering Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, Fred's dad is an evil scientist, or he's a supervillain, I think.
Yeah, so he can become closer to Fred.
Fred? Well, I don't know. Who do we need to start out with, boys?
Just go down the list. I don't have the list open. Right. I just have the Venn diagram open.
I got you. Okay. So I think we've got peak dad material here. Dad number one, padre numero uno, Maurice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
From Beauty and the Beast. Dead.
For those listening to the podcast, the way we are sorting these is I have a Venn diagram pulled up of good, bad, and in between, and we're going to put these dads in their respective categories. What's his last name?
The clockmaker.
All right, I'm gonna put MI for Maurice, inventor.
There we go. And his daughter, Belle, inventor.
I'll put MIB.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
That's okay.
Well, that Will Smith up here too.
Yeah, but yeah, Will Smith is a good dad.
He was also a good dad in Aladdin live action.
Yeah, he was. True.
So this the MIB will count for Maurice Inventor Bell and Men in Black Will Smith.
Okay, very good. We're starting off well. Number two, Mufasa the Lion King is how this Mufasa. Website has it done.
Oh, so Mufasa's the Lion King, not Simba.
Well, Mufasa's the Lion King for the first half of the movie, and then no spoilers. And
then it's Scar.
He's not anymore.
Yeah.
What happens?
I can't tell you.
I'll watch the movie.
Bro, that scene is killer.
Where are we putting Mufasa? Are we putting Mufasa in the
I think
good
Mufasa's
bad,
a
bad dad?
I think Mufasa's good dad material.
I think I can get behind that.
He showed his son everything. He saved his son from hyenas. Any objections?
I think that's fine. Number three? Are we ready for number three?
LK for Lion King in the Good Dad section.
But there's more than one Lion King character on this list, William.
I'll put MLK.
MLK is a good dad.
Okay, he was a good dad.
That seems like such a set up bit.
We're not that smart.
Oh, God. So far we've got Brian Tidwell, the Men in Black, and Martin Luther King.
They're all really good dads.
They're all really good dads.
That was a really good bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. What a coincidence. What a
Martin Lion King.
Mufasa Lion King.
Who's next on the list?
Marlon.
Marlon's bad dad material, number one. Actually, I'll put him in the middle. Marlon? I'll put him in the middle.
He should have lost his son in the first place.
He did travel the world to save him, but a good dad wouldn't let his son get lost in the first place.
Did he run away whenever the Barracuda came, or would he? What happened? Because it's been a hot minute.
Oh, good question. He did let all of his kids get eaten in the first place.
Kind
of
did, yeah.
Oh, no. I think he tried to stop the Barracuda, and then he got knocked out.
I was scared of Barracudas because of that scene. You know how many times I've encountered a Barracuda in real life?
12.
None. I'd say we put him in the middle.
Yeah. I'm going to put Marlin Fish.
MF.
MF.
MF. MF Fish.
No. All right, number four, we ready?
Yeah.
The dad who reprimanded his daughter, King Triton.
He's a good dad.
He's a good dad. I like him. He's just got his priorities straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a cool Triton. Trident. I'm stupid.
TK.
TK. Are you ready for number five?
Yeah.
Well, we got Goofy.
Good dad.
Oh, good dad. Good dad. Good dad.
He's good best dad.
He'll go right here at the top of the list, too.
Perfect cast.
Yeah.
There's a whole movie explaining how good of a dad he is.
Yeah, dude. There's two movies explaining how good of a dad he is.
One better than other, but...
Yeah. And a TV show. Is he in Goof Troop? I think he is in Goof Troop.
He is probably in Goof Troop.
He's a side character.
Yeah.
Number six is Prince Eric, and I haven't seen Little Mermaid.
He's the dad.
So I don't really know.
You see, dad.
I think we maybe put him in the maybe category.
Yeah, let's put him in the middle.
Number seven, we got Pete.
Bad dad. First bad dad on the list.
You don't like Pete?
No, he's rude to PJ.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a nice cursive, William.
Thanks, dude. I like how it goes.
You got it.
Oh, I was about to say that E doesn't have, like, a loop in it. It's just an I.
Yeah.
It says pite.
Pite.
What were you going to say, Dawson?
I like how when he writes it, it's clear, and then it gets blurry as soon as he's done writing.
Yeah, Pete, bad dad. He's not good to PJ. And as the PJ out of the group,
all the priorities
about it.
The picture they're using for it is like old Pete, where he has the bowler hat, and I dig that. He also has forearms. Moving on, next father, Mr. Incredible.
A medium dad.
I would also say medium dad.
Yeah. I mean, there's been two films about his merits as a father, and he has his moments.
Here, I'll put Mr. Incredible. And then I'll put a Bob right by it.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah, MIB. We're dumb. We're stupid.
Oh, God. Number nine, Simba.
Simba,
Is it like his kid in Lion Guard? Is that right?
I think that's his grandkid.
That's his grandkid?
I think so.
Who's his kid?
His kid is,
I haven't seen Lion King
Nala,
2. I've seen Lion
right?
King 1. Nala's his wife.
Nala's his wife.
Nala's, God, hold on. I'm gonna Google it. Simba child. Simba child.
Pull up a picture of child Simba.
Kiara, wait, hold on. Oh no, Kion from the Lion Guard is his kid.
Ooh!
Yeah, he's the younger brother of Kiara and the main protagonist of the Lion Guard.
As someone who has seen the Lion Guard, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah, a little bit. I like the bird.
Yeah, so are we going good or medium? He's not a bad dad.
I'd say medium dad. I think he's just kind of mediocre.
Alright. I'll put him over here just in case we need more room. Little S.
Number 10. Bambi's dad.
Bad dad.
I mean, he doesn't get shot, Right, he does get shot. Maybe does I haven't seen.
I thought
Bambi.
It was only Bambi's mom who got shot.
No, he doesn't get shot.
And then he's just not around for the rest of the movie. Bad
yeah.
dad.
Bad dad. He's also a deer.
Yeah.
Number 11, King Stefan from Sleeping Beauty. He's got a cool beard and a cool crown. I say he's a good dad.
I'm down with that.
Number 12, Poggers. It's Pongo.
Good dad.
Good dad.
Good dad. Good dad. He's a doggone good dad. If you get my jokes.
Wow. Dalmatian.
You could shorten this one as Pongo, but just P-O-G, because you don't want to do all the letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get it. Let's see that. He's writing the G. Oh, there we go. It says Pog.
Whoa.
Pog.
Pog champs in the comments, people.
Pog champ.
number 13, Tramp. Do they have kids?
Tramp? He's a dad?
Is he?
Yeah, in the second one.
Verify.
And I mean, in the second one, he's a dad. But the second one's kind of bad. But he's not a bad dad, though.
Let's put him in the middle, because he is a dog. Right.
Let's slash right here and put a T.
Number 14, King Fergus.
Bad dad.
From Bear Movie. He does turn into a bear.
Oh, he gets turned into a bear, too?
The whole family gets turned into a bunch of bears.
Bad
he
dad.
Got turned into a bear.
Did he not get turned in? No, he doesn't get turned into a bear. Because he tries to kill the mom. That's a bad dad.
Bad dad move.
Bear dad. Prejudice.
King Fergus.
Number 15. Geppetto.
And I'll just put like a C for child.
That's stupid.
This is dumb.
That's dumb. Nobody's going to see the Venn diagram.
I'll say, for those
podcast,
watching the video portion of the podcast, my diagram is great.
Yeah, I guess we could take I'll take a screenshot of it at the end, and we can post it on the Instagram.
No, that'll spoil it.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Never mind.
We'll definitely understand what this means.
Yeah.
DM us at 3CAB podcast if you want to see our complete Venn
although
diagram.
Why you would do that is beyond us.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Geppetto? He made a boy.
Good dad.
Quite literally.
Single father for the win.
He cares about his good single father. Single father for the win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reddit. Am I the asshole for making a boy out of wood and then losing him?
Not epic.
I'm just a single dad.
Pedo.
Number 16. Fazu.
Who's Fazu?
From Mulan.
Oh.
What the Fazu talking about, William?
Huh?
Never mind. It wasn't that funny.
All right. We're going good dad for Fozzie?
I'm cutting out of the podcast. Yeah, he wants to serve his country.
Medium dad, maybe?
I would say good dad.
I would say good dad.
I mean,
he
did let
his
daughter run into the middle of a war in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah, he doesn't really ever try. There's no kind of conflict of him, like, you know,
yeah, he's like
revealing
he never
her
says,
during the film.
Wait, no, don't. He's just like, okay, I'm going to bed.
He's like, all right.
Don't go to the war.
Oh, no.
So we're still going good dad?
I'd say good dad. He's old.
I'd say good dad. He just wants to solve his crossword puzzle.
All right.
Is that canon, or did you make that up?
No, it's canon. It's in the blooper reel.
The blooper reel?
Yeah. He says, what's a five-word letter for katana? And he doesn't know sword because it's not English, and they're Chinese in the movie.
All right, next dad.
Number 17, Darkwing Duck. Is he a father?
Probably. I think he's like, with so many ducks. There's probably
I feel like he'd be a cool dad, you know?
Yeah.
But he is risking his life every night putting his son a potential risk for not having a dad.
So is Batman, but he's a good dad to Damian.
No, but doesn't Damian... All right.
His kid will get by.
I'll put Dark Wing.
Number 18. Pacha.
Good dad.
Dad.
I'm putting him up close to the top again.
Yeah.
Pacho, Pancho, Pancho, Pacho. Good dad.
Good dad.
Number 19. George Darling. Bad dad.
What's he from?
Peter Pan.
Oh, bad dad. Let all of his, all three of his kids get taken in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Also, he's mean to Nana.
George.
Well, she was barking, though.
Yeah, but she's a dog. That's what they do. It was in the Victorian times. They didn't have, like, dog sedative or whatever they give to dogs to not make them bark anymore.
A bullet.
Oh my gosh, that was rude.
Oh my God.
I'm calling PETA.
If Joey could have heard you just then, he would have... Man. Man. Number 20, King Herbert. Hubert. King Hubert. From Beauty and the Beast. Also has a good mustache. His goatee looks like a comma. I'm down for it.
For I good like dad? Him.
He's a good dad, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't watched Sleeping Beauty in forever. I can't remember what he does. I say he's good.
King Hubert.
Number 21, Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Good dad.
Good dad, obviously. Do we even need to debate about that? I feel like we don't, because it's just obvious.
Good dad.
Good dad. Loves his daughter.
Hates his wife.
Amen.
Amen. Ideal.
Does he even hate her?
I don't think he does.
Yeah. She didn't let him go fishing. That's why they got a divorce.
Is that canon?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Did they ever go into the reason why they got the divorce?
Most likely, yeah.
She caught him in bed with Norm.
Actually, it's canon that Heinz Doofenshmirtz went on a date with Linda in high school.
I remember that.
Yeah.
He's Phineas's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they both got the triangle heads.
But that's just a theory. A Phineas and Ferb theory.
Food theory.
Number 22, the king from Cinderella. Bushy mustache again. But how did he seize power? We don't know. Therefore, bad dad.
Actually,
probably autocrat.
He's bad dad because I remember the clip where Prince Charming jumps out the window, which I have since seen since he talked about it. Yeah. The reason he has to jump out the window and he's like, I'm not letting you go down to marry that girl. And he's like, you're not taking another step down these stairs. So he jumps out the window.
Because
he
wants
like
to marry
love.
Cinderella? Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
he's
like, you don't even know this girl.
He's just scared of leaving the... Like, he wants Prince Charming... Or he wants the prince to marry his cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
They're gonna get hemophilia. Bad dad.
I'll put King... the father of Charming.
I hate you. There's two KFCs on the bad dad side.
There's also multiple Men in Black.
Number 23, the Sultan from Aladdin.
Medium
dad.
Medium dad.
I would like say good dad.
I mean, he was going to marry off Jasmine without her consent.
That's true. That's true. Medium dad. He is very funny, though.
Good of the kingdom.
Number 24, General Lee. From Mulan. He kind of looks like Kevin Smith a little bit.
Epic like, dad.
You guys see what I'm saying?
I'm not looking at the picture.
Yeah, I can't see.
Google General Lee. Google General Lee. He looks like Kevin Smith. He looks like you start talking about Clerks. Oh, when I wrote this Batman comic, I was defending China from the Mongols. Not Robert.
Oh, bad dad, bad dad.
William has googled the
Williams Googled Robert E. Lee. That is the wrong General Lee. General Lee with an I. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're...
Oh, good dad, good dad.
He did die, so, I mean, he could have done better in that respect.
Yeah, I mean...
He looks like Kevin Smith.
He does. He does look like Kevin Smith.
He needs a jersey.
Dude, he's in Disney Crossy Road.
Are you kidding me?
That's epic.
Bro, epic.
All right.
Are we ready to move on from
Lee in the good dad.
From Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Hiram Flavorsham.
Hmm?
Hiram Flavorsham?
Who's that?
I don't know what film he's from. I'm assuming from maybe The Great Mouse Detective or maybe The Rescuers. Let me give him the, he's from The Great Mouse Detective.
Bad dad because he's a rodent.
No, he makes toys.
Rodent toys. Ooh. Bad dad.
He makes toys. He's the best toy maker in all of London, even though he is a mouse.
Bad dad, he's a mouse.
I'll put him in the middle.
I'm What's in his the middle name? For mouse dad. Hiram Flavorsham.
Hey.
Number 26. King Roland II from Sophia I.
Good dad.
He's incompetent. His daughter does everything.
He's not a bad guy, though.
I mean, yeah, but he's like a... I don't know. He has, like, Jimmy Neutron dad energy, where he's just kind of there.
Silly.
Yeah, he's just kind of silly. He's just comic relief. I'm not a fan of King Roland. Get him out.
So Justin Roland going in medium dad?
Yeah, medium dad, Justin Roland. Number 27, the man himself, Eli LaBeouf.
Good dad.
Good dad. He loves his daughter.
He gets his daughter whatever she wants.
Yes, that's good dad. Number 28, the Emperor of China.
Good dad.
Does he have a daughter? Does he have a son?
The father of modern imperialism.
Okay. All right.
All good right. Dad.
I guess so. He's got a cool beard. I like his beard.
All right, I'll put him as king / father.
I hate this joke. It's so China. There we go. Oh God. King Kashikim Nadak from Atlantis.
What's he do?
He is the king of Atlantis.
I thought that was...
And he's also the father of the girl from Atlantis, whose name I can't remember.
Up to y'all.
I really can't remember what he does in that movie.
So medium dad?
I think medium dad, yeah.
Alright. Just gonna put AT for Atlantis.
Kida. Kida is the girl from Atlantis.
I was Googling it so I could say it, and I think I knew it.
What's next? I have to Google this
one.
We got
a lot of good dads.
Oh, okay. Colonel Hathi from The Jungle Book, who is an elephant.
Oh, he's mean, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah.
Bad elephant dad.
Bad elephant dad. Correct us if we're wrong about Colonel Hathi, the character from The Jungle Book.
Rudyard Kipling
was a racist, so there's that.
Didn't he, like, treat his family like an army?
Yeah. Well, Colonel Hathi is a supporting character from The Jungle Book. He is a pompous Indian elephant that heads the Jungle Patrol. Protectors of the jungle.
I like the term pompous.
Yeah, it's a good word.
He's just trying to protect the jungle.
Yeah.
But he's like,
I can't delete it.
Yeah, he's already a bad dad. He's like a British dude in India, and that never works out good. They're always dicks when they're there. 31, Indian chief from Peter Pan.
Let's children smoke, bad dad.
Bad dad.
Also allowed his daughter to get kidnapped.
Also true. Also, this isn't his fault, but he's kind of just a racist caricature.
This is true.
Character designer for Indian Chief, bad dad.
On the Disney Plus, it says may depict some outdated references.
I like when they do that, though. Like, I would much rather them do that than just not, you know,
say, oops,
put it up there
we goof.
All. Yeah. Said, oops, we were really racist back in the day. Whoopsies. Number 32, another deep pull. David Xanatos from the Gargoyles TV show.
David Xanatos.
He looks like an anime character, bad dad. He's also, well, I think, the villain.
Oh. Then of course he's the bad dad. Well, Dr. Doofenshmirtz was a villain, but...
He doesn't look like an anime character.
Who's next?
Sir Ector from, I think, The Black Cauldron? Possibly? No. He's from Sword in the Stone. That's it's King Arthur's dad. I like his mustache. I'm gonna say good dad. Yeah, I'm gonna say good dad.
And what's his name?
Sir Ector.
Sir Ector.
And I think he's the 10th. So you can go ahead and add the Roman numeral for 10 right there.
All right. Yeah, I like this.
Yes, absolutely perfect. It says 6, everybody.
Oh, that's what it says.
All right, number 34. Had to do another Google for this one. The Evil Manta. We want to guess where that one's from?
I'm going to go with Hercules.
No, The Little Mermaid TV show.
Bad.
Bad
Season
dad.
1, Episode 9. School's in session as Professor Sebastian imparts his artistic wisdom to students Ariel and Flounder. Meanwhile, in another part of the ocean, Evil Manta educates his son in the art of evil. He's a good dad. He educates
his
son.
Bad Sir Manta right here.
Oh. Bad Dad Sir Manta, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Number 35, Chief Powhatan. From Pocahontas.
Up to y'all again.
I really can't remember what he does in the film.
Good dad because, I don't know, because we put the other Native American man as a bad dad.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in favor of that. I don't think he did anything that bad.
There's just an awkward silence.
Yeah, that's fine. This episode's bad.
Yeah, our listeners aren't going to make it this far anyways.
Yeah, it's fine. Number 36, Goliath from also the Gargoyles. He's the main one. I didn't know he was a dad.
Medium
He's
dad.
Made out of stone. He can't give good hugs, bad dad.
Oh, straight bad dad?
Yeah.
Made of stone, can't give good hugs.
Yeah.
So I think we're kind of setting our criteria as we go. They have to have a good mustache.
Yeah.
They can't be made of stone. They have to have be able to get good hugs.
Yes, I think yeah. What number are we on now? Number 37. Long Lao Shi from American Dragon Drake Law. Drake Long.
That was a good show.
It was. He's not Jake Long's dad. He's his grandpa. Invalid.
Oh. He is a
someone's dad.
He was a good dad.
Well, we don't know who Jake Long's dad is, so that means that he didn't survive. So
we'll write him off to the side.
Okay. All right. That's the granddad category. Long Lao Shi.
Nice circle.
That's a very good circle, William.
Shi.
Number 38, Major Francis Monogram.
Good dad.
Good dad. That's just Brian Tidwell. We already got him up there.
That is just Brian Tidwell. You're right. Number 39, Oscar Proud from the Proud Family.
Good also dad. Good dad.
I mean, yeah.
We're not room in the good cat category.
I don't know who this guy, what this man is from.
Hey, O.P.
Okay, he's also from the Proud Family. Felix Boulevardet.
Is he the bad dad from the
He was the mean dad, wasn't he?
I guess so, yeah.
Bad what dad. Color is he? Is he blue?
Well, no, he's a, no. He's Oscar Proud's friend. They're buddies.
Oh, well, then he can be a good dad.
He's a good
What's
dad.
What's his name?
Felix Boulevardes.
There were, like, mean blue people on that show, wasn't there?
There were. He and Oscar are both funny and piggy at glamoring at other women, and they both like watching TV. They even get nervous when their wives catch them at doing something that upsets them.
Yeah, good dads.
Good dad.
Hate the wife. Good dad.
Won't let them go fishing.
God. Are we ready for number 41? Because this one's the best one.
Oh, yeah.
Fairy King from Strange Magic.
Bad dad.
You know, George Lucas Disney fairy movie.
Bad dad.
Did you guys watch Strange Magic?
No. Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite. Number 42, Dick Daring from The Replacements.
Good dad. Actually, good dad. Medium dad. He did put his, he did just use his family as a company.
That's true. But he's a stunt man. Was he voiced by Patrick Warburton? He looks like he'd be voiced by Patrick Warburton.
I don't think he was. I'm not sure. I'll call my dad if you guys want me to.
Yes, please do.
Alright. Let me call him real quick.
Darren Norris.
Darren Norris?
Yeah, so not Patrick. Lawrence Fletcher, the dad of Phineas and Ferb?
Medium dad.
I think he's a good dad. He's British.
True.
Hey, son, how can I help you?
Hey, dad, did you voice Dick Daring?
Who?
Dick Daring from The Replacements.
What is that? Son got a video game.
Never mind. That was just a question.
All right, son.
All right, thanks, dad. Love you.
Love you too, buddy. Sweet dreams.
What a good dad.
Would I be the first one to say it? What? Bad bit. Boo.
That was a good bit.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? No. That wasn't a bit. That was just William talking to his dad.
Yeah. Patrick Warburton, my stepdad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you unfamiliar with the lore, Dawson?
The William Elder lore?
The William Elder lore? Okay, whatever. Dawson's a poo-poo head. Lawrence Fletcher from Phineas and Ferb.
Good dad.
He is shaped like an F.
He is.
Number 44, Senior.
From Kim I didn't Possible. Know he was a dad.
His kid is Junior. I think no. Wait, what was it? Hold on. What's his kid? Hold on.
Would it be senior junior?
It might be. Yeah. Yeah, senior junior. Okay. My bad.
Good dad, because that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Yeah. It's a funny bit. Number 45, Dr. James Possible.
Medium dad. Lets his daughter go into life-threatening missions.
Doesn't drive her anywhere.
Yeah. Lets her marry Ron.
Hey, I will not tolerate any Ron Stoppable slander here. Number 46, King Gregor from the Gummy Bears.
Bad.
Why you say that, William?
Because Gummy Bears.
I got you.
If I can eat your dad, he's bad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He's a man. He's a man.
Oh.
No.
He's not gummy. Bear.
Too bad.
You guys remember that episode where King Gregor raised several villages?
No, I do not.
That's what they don't tell you. Number 47, I believe we're on. Kasim from Aladdin.
Is that Aladdin's dad?
That's Aladdin's dad.
Bad dad.
He's the King of Thieves.
What's his name?
Kasim with a C. I'm going to say it. Kasim's fine. Kasim's hot. Yes, he is. Google a picture of this man right now.
Like, I'll put him as a King of Thieves / father. What's him? His name starts with a C?
Yeah. His name starts with a C. There we go. Like, when did KGB get in there? Oh, was that King Gummy Bear?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right,
King Gummy like Bear.
Yeah. God, Kasim is just unironically hot. Like, I'm simping for this man.
He just looks like an older Aladdin.
Yeah. That's and a good Aladdin's thing. Hot. Yeah. At official Kasim on Twitter has a picture of him and it's photoshopped next to Chell from The Road to El Dorado, which is quite funny. Hmm. Anywho, moving on. Number 48, Zeus from Hercules.
Good dad.
I would say good dad.
I'd say good dad, except for all the adultery that he did in like real life.
Well, yeah, but this is Hercules.
That's true. That's the movie.
He let his son get kidnapped, waited 18 years to tell him that he was his son.
That's fine.
And then gave him his immortality back.
That's fine. Good dad. Yeah. Number 49, Archimedes Q. Porter.
Who?
From Tarzan.
Oh.
Bad dad.
He's the funny little British man.
All right, dad.
I can't remember what he does in the movie, but we'll give it to him.
Good dad?
Mediocre.
Mediocre dad. Mediocre dad. He's a scientist, but he's also British.
Hate
the English. Number 50.
Kerchak monkey dad.
Actually, not a monkey. He's an ape.
Gorilla dad.
Good dad.
Good dad.
I watched whenever I was in biological anthropology last semester, we watched a, we're talking about primatology, and we watched a video where, a gorilla shepherded his family across a road, and it was very sweet.
Is that when you posted on your story, funny monkey?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I've done that just for multiple things.
This is true.
Number 51, everybody's favorite, two gay dads, Timon and Pumbaa.
Good dads.
Good dads.
Good dads.
Good dads.
I'll put,
What are you going to put?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of a joke. It's not working.
That's not funny. Yeah. Number 52, King Agnar from Frozen. That's what their dad's name is.
Bad dad.
He dies in a shipwreck. He could have swam.
Both of his daughters on their own.
Bad dad. Can't swim.
Comes from a family of betrayers.
Yeah. Number 53, King Frederick from Tangled. Let's their daughter get kidnapped. Hello.
This is true. But.
Waste a bunch of paper. From the lamps.
Hey, it's epic. I say good dad.
I'll say medium dad.
I'll say medium dad.
All right. He missed his daughter.
Yeah, he also good dad.
He polluted the environment.
It was old time, so it didn't matter.
That's true. Pollution didn't exist until the year 1980.
Frederick.
54.
Hold
Thomas
on.
O'Malley from the Aristocats, baby.
I can't think of anything. You said Thomas O'Malley.
Yeah, Thomas O'Malley.
Medium dad.
He's a cat.
Yeah. I'm allergic.
That's true. Number 55, Easy Dub Crush.
Good dad.
Good dad. I don't have anybody to ask what the shell. What What do you think that Crush would ask himself?
Crush would ask himself, where's my wife?
What am I doing?
Life is an enigma.
I went to Juilliard. I went to Ocean Juilliard.
And now I'm stuck here.
Number 56, Django.
Django.
Guess what movie from what Django is from?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Actually?
No, Ratatouille. Oh. He's the dad rat.
Bad dad.
Bad dad at first, but he comes around.
He doesn't want his rat son to cook.
Yeah, but then he ends up going to his restaurant.
Yeah, true. True. Mediocre dad.
Medium.
Oh.
Medium dad. We're coming up on our last four, boys. How do we feel?
Really?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll decide who the best dad is after this.
Okay. The best, the middlest, and the worst.
Okay. Yeah. Do we want to speed run through the three other brave dads?
Are those the last three? Because no.
No. There's four more, but the three before last are all three of the lords from Brave.
Just put them in the worst category.
We've got Lord McIntosh, who's the skinny one.
Bad
Lord Dingwall, who's the one with the funny little head.
Bad dad.
And then Lord MacGuffin, who's the one with the pigtails.
Okay, good dad.
Dawson, why do you hate Scottish people?
They just rubbed me the wrong way.
Macbeth really took a toll after on him.
Oh my god, too many kilts.
After Golden Years cut out and Romeo and Juliet, he'll never say Macbeth again.
Oh my god, I forgot about the time it cut out. Oh.
What happened?
During the party scene, what was it, like the second or third time?
I think it was the first time. No, it was the second time because we did it for the actual school.
Yeah.
And Golden Years was supposed to play during the dance, but it didn't play, so they just did it with no music. You don't remember?
I forget.
Yeah, that's epic.
That's fantastic. For context, for all of our listeners, we did a production of Romeo and Juliet in which the ballroom scene, we danced to Golden Years by David Bowie. My lovely girlfriend did the choreography, and she hated every moment of it.
I don't think any of us were on stage for it, though. We were all backstage.
I wasn't.
I was on stage.
You were?
Dawson and I weren't.
We were party crashers.
I forgot about that. Yeah, no. Me and Cassidy were on stage, and then we just kind of... Yeah, it was rough. Anyway, music cut out, second performance. It was funny. Are we ready to move on to the last and possibly best dad?
Yeah.
James from Princess and the Frog.
Good dad.
He made good gumbo.
He did make some pretty good gumbo.
And he gave Tiana his pot of gumbo. Or pot for gumbo.
Wow, we have a lot of good dads.
We have a lot of good dads. Over 60 dads total.
Yeah.
And we got one grandpa.
Best dad, I'm voting Goofy.
I'm voting Brian.
Oh, well, besides Brian. Brian's obviously best dad.
I can't remember. I'm going to vote...
Men in Black.
Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
I'm voting for Goofy or Pacha.
What about Most Medium Dad?
Most Medium Dad?
I don't know who any of them are.
Yeah, exactly. Who is Salt?
Sultan.
Sultan, okay. Yeah, I'm down for Sultan.
Yeah, Sultan
was
a dad.
Worst dad.
About Thomas O'Malley, though, real quick?
I'm down for Thomas O'Malley. He's a cat.
He's very medium.
Yeah, he's a cat. Worst dad.
I'm going to go with worst dad. It's going to be Aladdin's dad.
I would say the dad from Peter Pan.
I'm down for that. He's Victorian and stupid.
That's a good answer, too.
I think we're done with that.
Good list. We're done.
Good list. We didn't choose a best grandpa, dude.
Oh, best grandpa.
Best grandpa, Long Noshi, obviously. Easy.
Yeah.
Dude.
If you want us to rate your dads next, I'll set up a poll on the Instagram.
Send us pictures of your dads.
And some, yeah, just a name and a picture. No information on them.
Yeah. Preferably.
We'll do a little fast
sort of cap.
Cap. And
cap.
Maybe like
cargo shorts, optional.
Yeah. A polo for sure. Though.
Any brand of polo. Preferably Lacoste.
Yeah.
If your dad isn't rich enough to buy Lacoste, need not apply.
This will be an Instagram IGTV special.
Yeah. I don't know how to upload to IGTV, William.
Yes, you do. You've uploaded IGTV before, haven't
That's
you?
Straight off my phone, dude. I don't know how to use those. I don't know how to get the Betamax tape from Zoom mailed to my house.
Good news. We're doing a live show on Instagram where we rate your dads.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Friday at 8 p.m.
Friday
I don't know.
At 8 p.m.
It doesn't have to be Friday at 8 p.m.
I can't do Friday at 8 p.m. I've got obligations.
Like what?
Wouldn't you like to know?
We will do an Instagram live where we rate your dads at some point.
Yeah, most definitely. Do we have any other pressing business that we have to attend to, boys?
Did we have any good commentary when we were trying to upload the, or when we were testing out the audio visual? Did we have any good commentary while we were uploading the audio visual of the game or testing it out? We didn't?
I don't think so.
Well,
are we wrapping it up, boys?
I guess we're wrapping it up. We're going to go play Fake and we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, boys. Have a great evening to all of our listeners. Adios. Etc.
Good night. Have a great night.
Bye.
Buenas noches. Adios.
You're special.
You're special. Good night. Good night.